You're listening to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. 2017 was a devastating year for North Atlantic right whales. There are just over 400 of the critically endangered whales left, and there were 17 confirmed deaths that year. In every case where the dead whale could be examined, the cause of death was found to be either entanglement in fishing gear or being hit by a ship. Then came 2018. Only 3 deaths that year, but not a single calf. And an endangered population can't hold out, let alone rebuild, without new babies. 2019 has started on a more positive note, with 2 calves already sighted, and there are currently 100 whales gathered off the coast of New England. Joining me now for an update on the status of North Atlantic right whales is Stormy Mayo. He's a senior scientist and director of the Right Whale Ecology Program at the Center for Coastal Studies. Stormy, always great to have you on the show.
Good to talk with you, Heather.
2 calves. How exciting is that?
Well, it's certainly exciting. I don't want to be gluttonous, but we hope to see a lot more. There are a lot of resting females that should be producing, and let's hope that the people studying in the calving grounds in the Southeast U.S. get a look at them.
I mean, 2 calves is great, but obviously that's not enough to sustain a population.
No, it isn't. We need to see more. But this is a good beginning, and so the next month and a half will tell the story, I think. Let's hope we see more.
And this congregation of 100 or so whales south of Nantucket, researchers out flying over and observing them have been seeing some social behavior, groups of 2 or 3 or 4 whales interacting at the ocean's surface. This is behavior that last year you were saying you weren't seeing as much as you would have liked. Is this a positive sign, at least potentially?
Well, certainly if these whales are to keep going, there's going to have to be social behavior. They're going to have to hook up. And what we're hearing from that area far offshore, far south of Nantucket, is that there is a lot more interaction between individuals. And I think we can assume that somewhere deep in the water, they've also found good feeding. That's why we usually see these aggregations, as we often do in Cape Cod Bay later in the season. So it's all, I think that part of it is encouraging alongside the 2 new calves. Let's hope we're on an upward trajectory because we've been on a downward one for quite a while.
Do we have any idea what would make the difference? I mean, from 2017 to 2018, in terms of the decline in deaths, it was pretty clear that changes in the snow crab fishery in Canada had a lot to do with that. But when we're talking about social behavior and the number of babies, do we have any idea why this year would be better than last year?
Well, a number of us are looking into that. Our research is focusing on an investigation of the food. They're plankton feeders, and plankton tends to vary a great deal, sometimes a lot and sometimes not so much. So some of us are studying the question of food being the limitation. There certainly are indications that the animals are in a very mobile state. They aren't where they used to be. They're going into places where they haven't been before. And that, of course, has put them in peril because government managers try to protect areas where right whales aggregate. And since they've been aggregating in new locations, particularly in Canada, that has increased the mortality. For the social behavior, we're trying to get a look at that. And right now, it's hard to say exactly why, but it could be feeding aggregations or maybe they're just bored with each other. It's hard to tell.
There are only 400 to choose from at this point, after all.
Yeah, well, that's true. There aren't many. And I guess maybe boredom could set in, but at least they don't sound bored from our colleagues who are flying over them. Flight teams from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration are taking a look at them, and they report active animals, ones that are very much social with each other. So that's good news, I hope, for next year.
And what about that location? I mean, 100 animals out on the edge of Nantucket Shoals. You know, it wouldn't be unusual to hear that there were that many whales inside Cape Cod Bay in early spring. But Nantucket Shoals in January, is this a new phenomenon or perhaps just a place and a time that we haven't looked before?
Well, I think it's possible that we haven't been there surveying at exactly the right time. There is, of course, a great deal of activity among those of us who are trying to understand right whales to go to places we haven't been before. That always has suffered from lack of funding. I think it might be a combination of that, that is, we hadn't really been there at the right time. But it's also quite possible, from what we can see across the whole range of the animals in the North Atlantic, that they are changing their areas of aggregation, probably in response to basic changes in the plankton distribution. That is probably going to govern everything. And so I think we can, at least for now, guess that that's the reason that we're seeing this, what appears to be a new group of animals.
As you noted, what we know about where these whales are in New England's waters right now, and this, you know, the observations of this aggregation of 100 whales out on Nantucket Shoals, we know that from federal researchers from NOAA who have been flying planes out to look for them, having gotten permission to do that important work despite the government shutdown. Their survey work has now ended, and your team at the Center for Coastal Studies is picking up. And I know you've gotten some special funding this year to expand both the amount of time and the geographic area you cover with your survey. So where are you going to be looking for these whales?
Well, we already have run one set of our what we're calling exploratory work. We know that there have been over the last decade really extraordinary numbers in Cape Cod Bay, a small habitat, and we've seen on individual flights approaching 200 individuals for a population of just over 400. That has been extraordinary. But the question is, where are they coming from? And part of that question may be answered by the work that is being done by the Northeast Fisheries Science Center of NOAA. And it could be they're coming from that location. The stories on right whales, such rare animals, the stories are hard to come by. It's very difficult with a wide-ranging animal of such rarity that we can really pin down the story and really say we understand it fully. So a lot of the questions remain questions. And for a rare animal that needs careful management, that, of course, is an important consideration. We don't always know what's going on.
Stormy Mayo is a senior scientist and director of the Right Whale Ecology Program at the Center for Coastal Studies. Best of luck finding the right whales. And we'll check back in with you later this season to see if your hopes bear out that there may be more calves. Thanks for talking with us, Stormy.
Thanks, Heather. It's great to talk with you.